Robert Durst in court today, accused in the 21-year-old murder of Susan Berman, found dead in her Beverly Hills home just hours before she was supposed to talk to investigators about the mysterious disappearance of Kathleen McCormick, Durst's first wife. Prosecutors say Durst shot Berman execution style to stop her from talking. Durst has long denied killing his friend, but prosecutors claim he confided in Berman, asking for her help, telling her Kathleen's death was an accident and she served as his alibi. Durst says he panicked and ran after discovering Berman's body, but says he did not kill her. Robert Durst has been a suspect in at least two separate murders. He pleaded self-defense in the murder of his neighbor, and in 2003, a Texas jury acquitted him of that killing.
We have very compelling evidence.
His life and eccentric ways became the subject of an HBO crime documentary series, The Jinx.
Durst was wanted for murder in Texas.
In the final episode, while in the bathroom with a live microphone, he appears to confess to those murders.
There it is. Your court. The hell did Rachel kill them all? Of course.
Durst's defense attorneys say those statements were heavily edited and aired out of order.
You're telling me that you would expect to produce the same kind of important memories as a close friend admitting they were involved in covering up a murder? You see a parallel there, is that correct?
These are different kinds of memories, but different kinds of memories can be susceptible to contamination.
Right.
And that's what the whole body of scientific work demonstrates.
In Ailing Durst, listening to testimony from defense witness and memory expert Dr. Elizabeth Loftus, an LA County judge has already rejected his lawyer's latest bid to end the trial because of his health. The 78-year-old has bladder cancer.
So many eyes on that trial. Court is expected to reconvene Monday when Durst is now expected to take the stand.